Psalm 16, a psalm of David from the New Living Translation, says this: Keep me safe, O God, for I have come to you for refuge. I said to the Lord, You are my master. All the good things I have are from you. The godly people in the land are my true heroes. I take pleasure in them. Those who chase after other gods will be filled with sorrow. I will not take part in their sacrifices or even speak the names of their gods. Lord, you alone are my inheritance, my cup of blessing. You guard all that is mine. The land you have given me is a pleasant land. What a wonderful inheritance! I will bless the Lord who guides me. Even at night my heart instructs me. I know the Lord is always with me, and I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. No wonder my heart is filled with joy in my house. My mouth shouts his praises. My body rests in safety, for you will not leave my soul among the dead, or allow your godly one to rot in a grave. You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of Psalm 16. A lot of wonderful promises in there. You're granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever. That's the promise that Jesus has given to us, the gift of eternal life. But in Psalm 16, verses 8 and 9, kind of reflects happiness. David had discovered that joy is far deeper than happiness joy that can be felt even in the midst and in the spite of one's deepest trouble. Happiness is temporary because it's based on external circumstances, but joy is lasting because it's based on God's presence with us. And as we learn to contemplate this presence, not only will we grow in contentment, but we will discover the deeper joy that is connected to our confidence in God's abiding love for us. Amen. Trying times are in. God's word is so true and wonderful to help us just focus on the things that really matter. God bless you. Amen.